Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, you know, last week we had quite a crazy show. You know, I mean, every week is nuts. What am I saying? But, you know, I think it was like a holiday hangover. And we still had, I was kind of more in a holiday mood and maybe not back into the swing of things so much from a diver's perspective. But I was working on some little projects. And one of them was with the Scuba Cowboy and taking a song that he has, he just released right before the holidays for his new CD. And it's actually the title track. It's called I Just Want to Dive. And actually, I think I got it available here where we could just play a little bit of this and everybody get a little taste of how this song sounds. It's very important because what we did, this is the original. You know, it has kind of a country vibe, laid back, good stuff, nice guitar, nice groove, right? Scuba Cowboy, here you go.
I woke up this morning with a big old smile. I've been thinking it might stay with me a while.
All right, so nice laid-back kind of fun groove. Me and the Scuba Cowboy share a love of music, believe it or not. Despite what you hear me play on this show sometimes, I actually do, I have fun. And I play these goofy little songs, and I have a little bit of musical background. So in the holiday downtime, I started fiddling with his song and playing with it a little bit, and I took his vocal and just the guitar and decided to rebuild a new band around it. Not a new band, but basically a band that I created along with some help from some friends. And you heard one of them last week. Richie was on the show, who's a guitar player. He can play way better guitar than I can. So what I did is I had him work with me a little bit on a new track for the Scuba Cowboy. So we basically took Pup's music and bastardized it totally. That was kind of the goal, and I don't know if we achieved that goal or not, but I'm about to debut. This is the world premiere of I Just Want to Dive, the remix. And you know, Pup has said, what do you think? Let's see how this sounds, and you guys give me some constructive criticism. Just trying to play, maybe start sounding a little funkier, maybe. Feel free to dance.
I woke up this morning with a big old smile, and I've been thinking it might stay with me a while. Is all about the things I love to do. One of them is spending time down in the blue.
All right, that's enough. I don't know. Are you tapping your feet, Roz, there in the UK? Is it resonating down to your toes or no?
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good, Greg.
Way to brown nose. What about you, Jerry, the diver guy? Any thoughts? You like the remix at all? Or what are you thinking?
Free Bird! Wrong song. It sounds good.
Yeah, okay. It's hard to say whether I made it worse or made it better. I made it different.
It actually sounds good.
You think?
I think you've beefed it up. It sounds fantastic. When are you sticking it on your website?
Well, we're going to make that available soon. Well, what I'm doing, I did this remix, and there's actually backup vocals on this and everything, too, that aren't on the original. And I'm going to turn it into a music video. So we're going to actually take some video footage that I've been sitting on for a while now from our trips with Explore Ventures, and I'm going to turn this into a new music video. You think?
Wait a minute. It isn't your vocals in the background, is it?
Oh, yeah. Listen. Here we go.
I don't even care if I gotta drive.
Real light.
I just want to die. That's right.
Everybody
I just want to die.
All right. That's enough of that nonsense. I don't want to abuse everybody for the whole show. That'd be, you know, it'd be wasting way too much time. So, I don't know. You get the idea. But, yeah, there's some backup vocals that I did and auto-tuned appropriately. No, I wouldn't use any tricks of the trade like that to make me sound better, would I, Roz? That doesn't sound like me.
No, you're naturally smooth-sounding anyway, Greg.
Oh, yeah. See, she is such a great brown noser. You know, that's what I love
such
about
such a sweet talker.
These Brits in the UK, they know how to suck up big time. But anyway,
can you sample it for a ringtone?
Yeah, I don't know why not. I'm sure we could make that available at some point. If you really are a glutton for punishment, I would imagine we can make that available for sure. But really, the purpose was just to kill some time during the holidays, do this little remix, play. That's all it was. Had Richie play a really mean guitar lead in the song, which is really, really cool. And, you know, you really have to download it to hear the full fidelity. I mean, we're broadcasting now, and honestly, on the radio stations and things, it's hard to hear the fidelity of this. But it is it actually is a full musical production in stereo. Few little headphone tricks up my sleeve there that we played with too. See, you know, it's back in the day of Floyd, so you put it back in, you put your headphones on, you can kick back. It's old school. You might be able to enjoy it more in that sense. But we're going to make it available at scubaradio.com very soon as part of a music video from a bunch of footage that I shot on the last two or three Explore Ventures liveaboard trips that we've been on. So if you were on those trips, you might show up on the video. You've been warned. But we got some really nice footage to accompany the musical mix of this new song, I Just Want to Dive. And I figured that'd be appropriate. That'd be, you know, kind of like my Christmas gift to the world. How's that for, what's the proper thing for that? Is that just totally full of himself? Okay. Philanthropic.
You rock.
You know, she could be totally like... abusing me and totally like slamming it, but the way she did with her delivery there, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, you hear what I'm saying? She could. It's like a compliment.
Always with that English accent.
Yeah, you know, Roz, just say, Greg, you really suck. Just go ahead and say that.
Greg, you really suck.
Well, thank you, Roz. Really, see, that's what I'm saying. You feel me here? You hear what I'm saying there, Jimmy?
Oh yeah,
it's weird.
Thanks.
How that way. Yeah, she's going like, what did I get myself into today? My God, I could be doing something important, like, you know, raking leaves or something.
Hoovering the cat.
Yes, exactly. Did she say throwing the cat?
I don't know.
No, I said hoovering the cat.
Hoovering.
I never let
hoovering. Okay, sucking up.
I never let English women call me Jimmy. It's always James.
Of course, yes, James. James Bond. Anyway, Roz, let's get back to diving. We can sing about it till we're, blue in the face. But really talking about it and sharing our love of diving is really what this is all about. And that's what we need to talk about. What about you? What do you got on your agenda for the new year? Do you got like a New Year's diving resolution that you'd like to share with the world, or a plan in place already, or what?
My new resolution is go diving more. Always go diving more.
Just go diving. It doesn't really matter where, is what you're saying.
I hear that.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you have anything, planned already? I mean, have you
I'm going to Dusseldorf next week.
Oh, okay. The Dusseldorf, the boot show, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be interesting. GUE have put out something for all the divers that are attending it. They've got something called dry runs that they're going to be running for free for any diver going to Dusseldorf.
They got dry runs from GUI. No, I don't. What does that mean? What do you mean dry runs?
Basically, they're field drills, and they've got their top instructors there, and they're showing the divers how to do things like tight belt snaps, or how to make a safe gas shutdown, or how to deploy a delayed SMB, or assemble your hoses and regulator. And they're on hand, and you book a time slot, and you go along, and you spend time with an instructor, and they'll teach you some of these core skills and really get you very sweet on them, so that when you get back into the water later on, you've got the muscle memory to make these skills a lot better.
Okay. I got like about 2 out of 5 of those, and maybe you got more, I don't know, but we'll have Roz explain after the break. You know, lost in translation, lost in accent, just a tad, just a little. Cherry the Diver Guy probably got 4 out of 5, but so it's just me. I'm a bit slow. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Kevin Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat, and you hear Scuba Radio.
Yeah, wait, you're the lead dive master on the Agua Cat? What are you?
Yes, sir. I'm the lead dive master.
Okay, do it again. One more time.
You kidding?
No.
Okay, guys, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat. And you're here at Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The what? Okay. Hi, guys, I'm Manny. I'm a dive instructor in Agua Cat. And you're listening, to a Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to
diving. The world's first radio show
devoted
to dive. You kidding? Five one? You did it,
Translate. Drew. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
All right. I can do it slow.
Okay, do it slow. Yeah.
The world's first
radio
show devoted to diving.
Devoted to diving.
For the Spanish speakers, la mejor radio estación de radio devota de lo que es el buceo.
Well, there you go. See, I think it's just me. I think it's my accent that has problems with people in other countries. Roz, is, you'll back me up on this, I guess, right? Yeah, probably. Roz is something's going on with your microphone there, Roz. I think we're losing Roz a little bit on her.
We can't lose Roz.
I know. Roz, just kind of reload there and try it again. That's a technical term for, you know, take a bathroom break. But yeah, no.
Go to the powder room, dear.
Yes, and by the way, who's chimed in there now is Pete from Scuba Board. Pete, welcome. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you doing?
I am good. And by the way, Roz, just a little thing. Go ahead and log back in at 128. That was the problem. We had some technical issues with her logging in at a 64-bit rate on the web before. So that's what it is, Roz. Just log back in at 128 when you can. And we'll get you back on from the UK. Now, Jerry the Diver Guy is with us as well. And Jimmy the Bubble Boy is here in the studio with me. So, I don't know. You know, we were talking a little bit before the break there, Pete. I'll bring you this into this conversation about New Year's resolutions for diving. And what are your plans for the new year as far as doing things like that? And I see Roz tried to chime back in. Roz, are you there?
Hello, Greg.
You know, Roz, log back in at 128. Okay, remember we had this technical issue? There's a number 64. She doesn't like the number 64. And that's there's something going on with a UK thing, so she has to charge.
Isn't there a song about that?
Yeah, I think the Beatles,
won't
you know,
still
it's a
need me, won't still feed me.
What I think it is
64.
Is right, if you don't pay the Beatles a royalty, you're not allowed to use the number 64, and that's what she was trying to do.
And if you're British.
Yeah, well, and she is. She's a Brit, you know. She's from
the
UK.
She is a Brit.
Yeah, she's from across the pond, so she has to, you know, accommodate those guys. Those four lads. Now she's back with us, though, I think. Roz, are you there? Can you hear me now?
Hello, Greg.
There we go.
Oh, much better.
We got you back. Sorry about that.
You sound like Roz.
Freaky. Oh, you mean me.
Thanks.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Not you.
Right, okay. Well, so New Year's resolutions for a diver's perspective. What about you, Pete? You have one or what?
You know, I need to finally buckle down and do Trimix this year.
Trimix. Now, Roz, you have done that, haven't you? You're way past Trimix and rebreather and everything, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on oxygum, Greg.
She's on gum. She's breathing gum. What did you say?
Oxygum.
Oxygum. Oh, I gotcha. Is that how they say it? Are you just making fun of me now? Hey, there's been such a language barrier or translation barrier going on between me and Roz today. Now you're just doing this to punk me. Is that what's going on, Roz? Come on.
It seems that people need to translate for me.
Yes.
For you.
Okay. So you call oxygen oxygum? What?
No. You said I'm way beyond rebreathers and Trimix. There's a thing called oxygum, which I think Marine Boy dived with.
What is she saying, Pete? You're my translator.
It's a myth. Oxygum is something you're supposed to be able to chew and get oxygen out of it as you chew it.
Really? Is that true, Roz? Because I would buy it. I'd totally buy that. That sounds cool. That was like that liquid oxygen in the abyss. But you're talking about something you
Pretty
chew
much.
On. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So that's what's on your list, or you've been drinking heavily. It's like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night in the UK right now, so who could blame Roz?
How cold is it there?
It's really cold, isn't it, Roz? It's pretty chilly down there out where you are these days, isn't it?
About 10 degrees centigrade, which is 50 Fahrenheit.
50. Okay, well, that's not awful.
57.
That's not god-awful like Jerry the Diver Guy. You're in the 20s, aren't you, Jerry? Isn't it cold out where you are in Virginia today? I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's cold. I woke up this morning at 9 degrees.
And he just went back into his cave. He said, no, it's too early. I got a few more weeks of winter to hibernate.
It was actually 3 the other day. So
should I tell you guys that it got to 78 here today?
Oh, yes, you should tell us that, because that means that'll get up to Orlando here tomorrow. Lisa,
we don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Oh no. That's fine. I mean, that's diving weather. I mean, so you have no.
We'll be mid-80s tomorrow.
Well, okay. So you jumping in the water for the new year there, Pete, or what? What are you going to do?
I am still working on my truck.
Okay. So your transportation to the dive site has you a bit behind the eight ball as far as marketing.
Well, not exactly. The Sprinter is doing okay. I bought a 26-foot truck that I'm converting into my mobile workshop.
Your mobile workshop for diving?
No, my mobile workshop for a mobile workshop.
Oh, okay. So just being a mechanic on the road kind of thing, that's what you're doing these days?
Well,
the kill time
being
on your
able
surface
to make
interval?
Stuff and whatever. You know, I used to have the big man cave at the old house, and I don't have it. So this is like I'm creating a man cave in this big retired 26-foot U-Haul truck, and it's turning out wonderful.
All right, so Pete from Scuba Board is turning a U-Haul truck into a rolling man cave.
Precisely.
That sounds pretty impressive. It sounds like something you'd want to visit, wouldn't you, Roz?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? But it'll be for, like, pet projects or just to go over and hang out with friends. And, hey, let's build a birdhouse. What are you doing with this thing, Pete? What are you going to do?
Exactly. You want to build a birdhouse out of scuba tanks.
Okay.
Then this is the place for it.
Okay. It is going to be dive-related stuff in there.
Oh, gosh, yes. Okay. I mean, it's dive-related electronics. Whatever I want to play with, I'll be able to manufacture, create there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, I got a few things on my list and places I want to go. What about you, though? Are you have some dive sites or trips on the agenda?
We're headed
15.
We're headed to Cozumel this year. Scuba Board's invading Cozumel with 124 of my closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
We're going, I think, also to Curacao.
Carousel.
And
well, West Palm Beach Dave is actually, or Dave, Phil, West Palm Beach Phil, is heading out to Curacao actually today. He was going to be on the show, but he called me yesterday. He goes, hey, Greg, I can't make the show. I'm catching a plane in the morning to Curacao. Decided to go out there last minute. That is a real diver, my friends. That's what we all should be doing right now. Look at us. We're a pitiful excuse for divers.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I'm getting ready to head out to the Caribbean. I haven't decided how much diving I'm going to get in because I got a short little drops or stops in Grand Turk, Aruba, and Bonaire, which are, you know, Bonaire and Grand Turk in particular are quite attractive from a diving perspective. I'm not so sure about Aruba. But, I mean, I'm sure they have diving there, too. But they're more known for their sailing options. I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to actually jump in the water and do a dive. But I'm hoping at least to go tour some properties. Maybe go say hi to the folks at Captain Don's Habitat in Bonaire. And take a look around the properties of Grand Turk. So I can go back there and spend some quality time and do some diving. Have any of you guys been there before, Roz? Have you been to any of those places or no?
Not had the pleasure or privilege yet. I've done Grand Cayman, but I haven't done anything else in the Caribbean yet.
Yeah. What about you, Pete? Have you been to Bonaire or
been
Grand
to Bonaire
Turk?
Twice?
Yeah,
and it's been fun. I haven't been to Grand Turks. It's one of the ones that I've missed. As soon as you said that, and I haven't been to Aruba diving. I've been to Aruba, but not diving. I would love for you to go diving there and give us a report.
Yeah. Well, like I said, they're not really known for having world-class diving there, per se, because it is a big sailing area, Aruba in particular.
That could be a marketing issue.
Well, it could be. That's what I'm going to see if I can, you know, I'll take a look around and see. And, you know, if I have an opportunity to jump in the water, I will. Look, you know, we got that on the agenda. I'm hoping to get to Grenada in 2015, and we hope to we're going to try to connect via Skype with Peter from Aquanauts Grenada here in just a bit. It's going to be a technical issue that I'm not sure if we can pull off, but what the hell? We got you guys want to talk to Grenada? We've already connected to
sure.
The UK. How hard can it be? Right.
It'd be nice to speak to Peter. Last time I saw him was Dima, I think.
Yes. Well, we'll give it a go here at the next segment and see if we can connect with our friend Peter from Aquanauts Grenada and talk about more places we want to go diving in 2015 and, well, and beyond. I mean, there's so many places to go, so little time. And, you know, sometimes you got to set some priorities, get your priorities straight. Family time, you know, wives, things like that, they can all be put to the side, right? Isn't that how it works as a diver?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
How about I hold your head underwater for just a little while?
Yeah, he is out, yeah, he's playing it. The sun rocking to his music, having fun. And he's got a scuba tank strapped to his back. Yeah, watch out, world, here comes Scuba Mac.
All right, who did this?
Yeah, watch out, world, here comes Scuba Mac.
I'm not mad. I just want to know who did it so I can punish them.
Yeah, hey, it's Scuba Matt.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff right there. Crazy, crazy stuff. You know, whatever we can play that has to do with diving, well, why not, right? That was about Scuba Matt. I don't know who Scuba Matt is exactly, but evidently he's somebody there in the dive industry doing his thing, so we play his music. Now, Pete, Peter, do we got you on Skype now, too? Just say something, Peter.
Yes, I'm here.
There he is. Okay, look at that.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, and we have Roz and Pete and Jerry the Diver Guy. It's kind of a crazy group of folks on the air today. Roz, say hi to Peter. Can you say hi?
Hello, Peter. How are you? I haven't seen you for ages.
Yes. Well, there you go. So we got the whole crew on. But Peter's a little bit louder than everybody else just because, you know, he's German and he does that.
Nothing we can do about that.
Yeah, that's right. But that's a good thing. That's a compliment, isn't it? Absolutely. How are things in Grenada today, Peter? Good?
It's been great. It's been a great morning of diving. You know, there is a few lionfish less on the reef today.
Aha, uh-huh. You've been doing a little lionfish hunting.
I've been training the next lionfish eradicator today.
Aha, uh-huh. Excellent. And so is there a nice lionfish dinner ahead for both of you, I'm guessing? I'm assuming?
Oh, yes.
Yes, indeedy. So how many did you pull from the reef today in Grenada, you figure, about?
Yeah, I was on a training dive, so I was teaching the SDI lionfish eradicator course to one of our divers, so he wanted to get involved in keeping our reefs clean of this invasive species. So we pulled about 20 today.
About 20, all right. Well, that's not bad at all. That'd be a nice dinner for sure, too, huh?
You think? Oh, yeah, forever. Everybody involved has a nice dinner saved tonight.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're talking about places we want to go in 2015, kind of like Divers New Year's resolutions. And and of course, one of the first places I brought up was like, I need to get back to Grenada. So we got to make this happen. I want to do some rebreather diving with you again, you think?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're still kind of waiting on Hollis to hear because we really have to get you guys on the Explorer.
Yes, that is something that I want to try. And Roz, have you've done the Explorer already, haven't you, or no?
Yeah, I did it last year at Innerspace in Grand Cayman. It was fantastic. It's a really fun little unit. It just makes you giggle.
It makes you giggle, evidently. Does it make your students giggle there in Grenada, too, there, Peter?
Giggle? Really?
It's a English thing. I don't know. Or maybe it's not a German thing, evidently, because you don't really get it. What about you, Pete? Do you giggle when you do the Hollis Explorer, or have you done that one yet?
I haven't done the Hollis Explorer. I'm not sure I giggle when I'm on a rebreather.
Well, you could, though. I mean, there's nothing keeping you from giggling if that's what tickles your fancy.
You know, I guess it is. I have been on a cave dive with a friend who sings during the entire cave dive. You hear her humming the whole time.
Really? Do you want to tell her, hey, please stop, this is an American Idol, or does she sing and you actually enjoy it?
Well, you know, she's behind me. I know she's behind me.
Okay, so
it's all good.
You're not going to say if she's good or not, is what you're trying to say.
But the point is that I never have to worry about where she's at. I can hear her.
Okay, what is she singing exactly?
Yes.
What, she's singing the band Yes?
Well, she's not singing. She's humming. And she just hums little ditties. I don't know that I've recognized any of them. And they're always in different keys. But, you know, it's just sort of like, it's one of those things. I know that she's there all the time. And when you're diving, and you don't have to, especially in a cave, you don't have to keep turning around and looking for stuff or looking for light signs. That's a good thing.
Okay, if you say so. I think diving with a tone-deaf hummer would be kind of a downer to me. I don't know.
Not you, Greg. She's actually mostly on key, but she changes key from time to time.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, we'll leave it at that. That sounds good. But what about you, Peter? I mean, do you have a place you want to go for, you know, like a New Year's resolution from a diving perspective? What's on the list for you for 2015? What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. That list is still so long. Yeah. I definitely want to go to Bimini again for the Great Hammerheads.
Right.
We did that last year, but I think I have to do that again.
Yeah, that's impressive.
One time is not enough, and that's like just on the way. With Neil Watson Jr.
Yeah.
And yeah, what else do I want to do?
Well, you do all the great stuff every year. You've done, you did that last year. You did the Galapagos last year, right? Wasn't that last year as well?
Yeah, Mexico, cenotes, maybe go back there for a little diving. Maybe, yeah, we'll see. Maybe Tiger Beach, you know. I haven't done the Tiger Sharks yet.
Oh, wait, I thought you just said you did the Tiger Sharks in Bimini.
No, the Great Hammerheads.
Oh, the Great Hammerheads. Oh, that's what you haven't done the Tiger Sharks. Okay, gotcha.
The Tigers, I mean, I've seen them, but, you know, I haven't played with them yet.
All right, you haven't played with them. Haven't been able to spend quality time like, you know, like you should. You would like to spend quality time with the Tiger Sharks at Tiger Beach in the Bahamas, is what you're saying.
Okay. Something like this. Yeah. Something by where I don't have to sit for ages in an airplane.
Yes, okay. That sounds like a good plan. But it sounds like it'd be a good trade. Like, Peter will leave the island, so like me, Roz, and Pete, and Jerry the Diver Guy, and Jimmy can all head to Grenada. And like
I'm in.
Mark that off our New Year's resolution, because Grenada is where I want to go. If nothing else, I got to go there and for a chocolate run to keep my wife happy. You hear what I'm saying there,
yes,
Peter?
Exactly. You know, our secret drug, the Grenada chocolate, is definitely worthwhile the visit.
Yes, and you're keeping obviously the lionfish at bay. Have you seen any effects of your culling dives there in Grenada with the lionfish? Are you keeping them at bay, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, I can really say it works now. When I compare like the amount of lionfish we've been hauling a year ago compared to now, it's really a lot less. The majority of the reefs is quite empty, so we really have to go on deep dives on rebreather, and that's where we still catch a fair amount, and especially very large ones. So you're catching 15, 16-inch lionfish now, weighing 2 or 2.5 pounds. So that's a good dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, one or two of those, and you're good to go, aren't you? That'd make a great fish sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're kind of loaded up right now, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Got your, I don't know, can you freeze those lionfish, or it's best you got to just eat them fresh, right?
Yes, exactly. There's so many ways to cook them, and it's probably the healthiest fish you can eat anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure you're keeping your eyes on the spotted eagle rays over there at the Bianca Sea and that kind of thing too, or what? What have you been seeing lately?
Yes, we do. Just the usual, the eagle rays and all that stuff. You know, recently had a lot of turtles around. You know, it's like very, very nice. And we also have, this year we have in May, we have a chocolate festival coming up. So it's going to be all about chocolate.
Interesting. So, I don't know. Can you, if you can hum underwater on a rebreather, can you eat chocolate underwater on a rebreather?
Oh, yeah. And instead of lime, we will be using ground chocolate.
Okay. I never thought about that. It would give a nice taste in your mouth as opposed to, you know, like an air freshener of chocolate. Why not? That could work, couldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's how it is on those long dives, you get hungry, so you can, have a little chocolate bar in between.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, see, this is the life of someone who lives in Grenada. Not a bad gig if you can get away from it. Does that sound appealing to you, Roz? What do you think?
Sounds a fantastic idea to me, Pete.
Yeah, it sounds like an awesome time. And Pete, you'd be up for going to Grenada, right?
Anytime. Let's go.
Okay. All right. I think we got some takers there, Peter. We'll see if we can't put something together. Okay.
So, where am I going now?
Well, yeah, I guess when we go there, you need a place to escape to, is what you're saying?
No.
I don't blame them. Who would blame them for that? But
no,
yeah.
No, I don't want to miss that, you know, but then, you know, we need to get another trip organized.
Yes, we will.
Somewhere nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, he needs to get away from Grenada. We need to get to Grenada, but we'll try to. Those aren't necessarily either-or type of situations. We'll go there, and he'll actually tolerate us, which is unique for a friend of ours. But we appreciate it, Peter. We'll let you get back to it. Always a pleasure to see you, my friend, because I didn't actually see him on Skype. That's kind of cool today. But good to see you, my friend.
Yes, take care, man.
All right, there you go. Pete from Aquanauts Grenada, aquanauts.com. You can go there and check in with Peter. And that was kind of nice. How about that, Jimmy? We could actually see Peter. I can't see Roz, and Jerry and Pete. And that's probably a good thing, right? Because they're thinking, oh, goodness, we'd have to put on clothes.
Scuba Radio. Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live merchant. Mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Well, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you want to come by. Every time I want to get down, get down, get down.
Yeah, that's what we do as divers here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio, and then we got Roz from the UK, Pete from Scuba Board, Jerry the Diver Guy who's in Virginia at his home base of operations, but they're all connected via the web today. And, Bubble Boy here was doing some research during the break there, Roz, and explained to me that this Oxy gum that you mentioned earlier in the show actually is from some kind of TV show. That's what you were referring to? That I just am
That's
not
correct.
Yeah, so it's one of these shows. Is this a UK show or what?
I think it's American.
It is American. What show is it?
Bubble? It was Marine Boy. Was like a anime cartoon by Japan, but it was geared towards Australia.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so it's anime. So I'm just not a huge anime guy, I guess. That's
Jimmy
more,
the Bubble Boy's research is golden.
It is. It's impressive, isn't it? I don't know. What do you think, Pete? Are you an anime fan? Did you know about Oxygum?
I've heard of it, but, you know, mainly because it's been mentioned on Scuba Board, but as a joke.
As a joke. And that,
I knew
that,
it was a joke.
Well, that I think that's what Roz meant it as a joke as well, but it just didn't translate to me because I didn't even know what the hell she was talking about.
No,
but,
only I got it, Greg.
If you have to explain the joke, it's not as funny.
Well, carry it on into the conversation like I have, definitely not as funny. But that's just what I do. Right, Roz?
Something like that, Greg, yes.
Marine boy.
But I do. I appreciate the effort for sure. And the idea of Oxygum, well, you know, who knows? That could be the new thing. I mean, actually, you know, the thing, this regulator story has circulated out on the web at least for the last year and year or so now, where it just has a mouthpiece and the two little air filter things. It looks like a James Bond thing that supposedly sucks in the salt water and turns it into oxygen where you can breathe off of it. I know, Pete, you've seen this, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Say it one more time.
I've
seen it on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, like the mouthpiece water filter thing that takes the salt water and turns it into oxygen and you can breathe it. It's like just two little tubes off of a mouthpiece. It looks like something out of James Bond, and it's some like news story that's been circulating out over the web. And of course it's one of those kind of like okay, this doesn't really exist kind of stories. I think
only because it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a concept. But people see it like, ooh, this is the future. Well, maybe. Hopefully. That'd be kind of cool if it is. But I think it's one of the more of those Snopes kind of things. And, you know, Bubble Boy, go to work.
Okay.
Find out. But I'm pretty sure
that's
a hose. I mean, and that's what you guys have heard as well, right? I mean, the proper term for that in the UK, I believe, is hose as well. Isn't it, Roz? When they try to pull one over on you like that?
Hose, did you say?
Yeah. You've been hosed. They're trying to hose us with this...
wind-up, Greg. It's a wind-up.
No,
wind
no, it's pulling the wool over your eyes, Greg.
Okay. Well, that could work as well. And that's fairly easy to do as well. So I don't know if that is right up there with Oxygum. That's why I brought it up. I'm wondering if that's any more realistic than Oxygum. You think? Bubble Boy has this puzzled look on his face. And I'm sure everyone else listening
I'm
does.
More of a Hubba Bubba man myself.
Oh,
remember the first rule of diving, Greg.
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath.
Don't hold your breath. So, okay. Well,
unless Drunken Santa's in the room.
Yeah, well, that's
second rule, look good.
Look good.
I mean, if you're waiting for this, don't hold your breath. You'll pass out way before they show up.
Well, true. probably very likely. Yeah, I mean, there's a few little... products like that have popped up on the web last couple of years, and so it'll be interesting to see if any of this stuff comes to fruition. You know, the Back to the Future movie. Well, Back to the Future 2 was actually set in the year, 2015? So what they're saying is, you know, what they're doing, they're going back to the movie and saying how many things in that movie actually came to fruition, like the hoverboard. We haven't really seen a hoverboard per se, I guess. But there's some other things. Nike's coming out with these new self-lacing Back to the Future shoes. So, you know, I don't know if there's any diving stuff like that that we could project to the future that we'd like to see that could change our diving, but it could happen. This could be it. This could be the breakout year. You think, Roz? No?
I had a discussion with somebody at DEMA about 4 years ago, and they were discussing about nanobots going into your being introduced to your blood and being able to eat the nitrogen in your blood so that you're able to dive deeper and longer.
Nitrogen-eating nanobots. Now that,
wow,
is cool. That would be pretty sweet, as creepy as it sounds. And basically that would bring the nitrogen down so we could dive down as long as we want and not worry about... getting the bends.
That was a theory.
Yeah. So just a theory. Is this something you actually had a conversation about, or it was on Dr. No or whatever?
No, it really was a conversation that I had. I remember it vividly. It was at DEMA Orlando. I remember it.
You remember it despite all the booze that had been drank that night, or what? Because that usually happens at a DEMA show.
There was one scientist, one diving physiologist, and this guy who's an extreme cave explorer, and he was talking about it.
Huh. What do you think, Pete? Could this happen, or would this be a story we'd read about on Scuba Board, and you know how to, you know, rely on all this information we read on the web? What do you think?
Did I tell you about the first rule of diving?
Yeah, okay.
Well, hold your breath.
Well, you're just a very pessimistic diver. I don't know. I mean, I'm
realistic, Greg. Realistic. It's not the same as pessimistic, okay?
I don't know. Nitrogen-eating nanobot sounds like something that could happen. I mean, I just like the sound of it. If nothing else, it'd show up in the next Transformers movie. And, you know, who knows?
Oxygen-emitting nanotubules.
Okay, I don't even know what that is, but it sounds cool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And, well, we'll leave it at that. Roz, thank you so much. I'll let you get back to what you got to do there in the UK, okay?
You're welcome, Greg.
All right, Jerry the Diver Guy, thanks as always.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, our buddy Pete from Scuba Board. Check him out.
Hasta la vista.
Yeah, at scubaboard.com. And Jimmy the Bubble Boy. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.